نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اما بعد محترم بزرگ اور بھائیو اللہ پاک کا لاکھ لاکھ شکر ہے احسان ہے کہ خیر و خوبی کے ساتھ عافیت کے ساتھ ہمارا جوڑ ہوا
my respected brothers and elders it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible that the gathering that just happened you know it happened in a nice way you know and it ended in a nice way alhamdulillah
ہر چیز میں اللہ پاک سے عافیت مانگنی ہوتی ہے
and we are supposed to ask and request afia from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the aspects
ایمان کے بعد سب سے بڑی نعمت عافیت ہے
and after iman the biggest ni'mah the biggest blessing is the afia
تو ہر چیز میں ہر کام میں اپنی ذات میں بھی اپنے کاموں میں بھی دین کے کاموں میں بھی گیدرنگ میں بھی اجتماعات میں بھی اگر خیر و خوبی سے عافیت سے انجام پا جائے تو یہ بہت بڑے اللہ پاک کے انعامات میں سے ہے
اینڈ آل دا ایسپیکٹس آل دا ڈفرنٹ انڈیویجول لیول ایٹ کلیکٹیو لیول یو نو واٹ ایور دا ڈفرنٹ ایسپیکٹس آف اور لائف آر
دنیا کی چیز میں بھی
اینڈ ان ورلڈلی اینڈ ورلڈلی افیئرز اینڈ افیئرز آف دی دنیا اینڈ دین اف دا تھنگز ہیپن ان اے نائس وے اٹس اے ہیوج بلیسنگ ود عافیہ اٹس اے ہیوج بلیسنگ فرام اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی
ایسے موقع پر دو چیزوں پر نظر کرنی ہوتی ہے
اینڈ ان سچ میٹرز وی ہیو ٹو لک ایٹ ٹو اسپیکٹس
ایک مخلوق کے اعتبار سے خالق کے اعتبار سے
ون ود دی ریفرنس اف مخلوق اینڈ ون ود دی ریفرنس اف دی خالق
مخلوق میں پھر دو حصے ہوتے ہیں ایک اپنے ذات کے اعتبار سے ایک اپنے دوسرے ساتھیوں کے اعتبار سے
اینڈ ان مخلوق دیر آر ٹو فردر ٹو ڈویژنز ون از اکارڈنگ ٹو آور انڈیویجول سیلف and one aspect is with the aspect of the brothers around us
aise mauke par apne sathiyon se mutalliq jo cheez hoti hai wo ye hai ke unko appreciate kiya jaye unki hausla afzai ki jaye unki himmat badhai jaye unka shukriya ada kiya jaye unke khair ki taraf dhyan diya jaye unse jo kotahi ho jaye usse sarf nazar ki jaye
and in such conditions our behavior towards our brothers should be that in such conditions or circumstances we should after such things we should encourage them we should appreciate their efforts and if there are some deficiency that we see among around our brothers we should overlook those deficiencies
koi bhi ijtemai kaam mein koi ek banda nahi kar pata
and when we do the work collectively it's not one person's job
isme bahut sare sathiyon ka haath hota hai
and it depends on you know all the collective effort from everybody
isliye ye ho hi nahi sakta hai ki dusre logon ne kuch na kiya ho aur ho gaya ho kaam
so it's not possible that practically it's not possible that an individual can do something accomplish something is only accomplished when all of the brothers collectively do that amal or that particular job
isliye jitne bhaiyon se jitne sathiyon se jis tarah ka bhi input hua mehnat lagi unki dua lagi unki tawajjuh lagi unki sarparasti lagi unki maal laga unka jaan lagi unki salahiyat lagi har cheez ka shukriya ada karna chahiye amal lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah
so we should be personally very thankful to all the brothers you know who kind of participated you know towards the accomplishment of this goal in no matter in one what aspect they contributed like as far as their own thinking their own you know the as far as spending money physical effort whatever the way they participated you know we should be personally thankful by heart also and by tongue also we should appreciate them we should be thankful to them
isliye aap hazrat bahut hi mubarakbadi ke is mamle mein mustahiq hain اللہ پاک آپ لوگوں کو جزائے خیر دے
سو دیٹس وائی آل آف دی برادرز ہو یو آر ہیئر یو آر لائک ریئلی You deserve this congratulations and may Allah bless you, all the brothers.
Dusra pehlu apni apni zaat ke aitbaar se sochne ka hota hai.
And the other side of this, the other aspect of this, that we have to think on individually about our own selves.
Jaise misal ke taur par main apni zaat ke upar dal ke jo hai usme mujhe shukriya nahi ada karna hai, maine ye kiya, maine ye kiya, maine ye kiya, maine ye kiya, ye nahi hai Islam mein.
So for example, if I'm thinking about myself, it's not like that I self-appreciate, you know, it's not self-appreciation that, oh, I did this. So this is not Islam. Like, we don't like think like this about our own selves.
Ye Allah ki narazgi ko khinchne wali cheez hoti
hai. Because if we will start thinking like this, it will kind of attract Allah's displeasure and Allah's Allah is not pleased with such kind of attitude.
Riwayaton mein aata hai ki jab banda kehta hai ki maine kuch nahi kiya neki karke, तो अल्लाह पाक फरमाते हैं देखो जी ये उठा भी, सर्दी में भी उठा, गर्मी में भी उठा, थकान में भी उठा, मेहनत उसने की, काम उसने किया, पैसा इसने खर्च किया, वक्त इसने लगाया, फिर कह रहा मैंने नहीं किया, लिखो इसने किया.
It comes in riwayat that when an individual he does something and then he says like communicates with Allah that oh I haven't done this, you know, he shows his humbleness, but in reality then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, communicates, you know, with the angels that, you know, in reality, you know, he woke up, you know, he stood up, you know, and he did this. And while doing this amal, he went through this kind of hardship. And still he's saying that I haven't done it. And Allah says that write in his account that he did this amal.
And if a person says that I have done it, then Allah Pak farmate hai, dekho, isko wujud maine diya, taqat maine di, sehat maine di, irada maine diya, salahiyat maine di, اسباب میں نے دیے, سامان میں نے دیا, ہر چیز میں میرا حق ہے, میرا حصہ ہے, پھر یہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ میں نے کیا, نکالو اس کے عمل میں سے, یہ اس کے ثواب میں مت رکھنا, اس کا کوئی ثواب ہی مت دو.
And contrary to that, when a person starts self-appreciating himself and like he says that I did this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, conversates with the angels and like, look, you know, at this individual, that I gave him all the power, I'm the one who created him, and I'm the one who gave him all the abilities and capabilities to do this action, and now he is like saying that he did it, so Allah says that take it out of his account, you know, like he doesn't, like he cannot have this reward, you know, for that amal, because he didn't did it, take it out of his account.
جو کام کیا جاتا ہے جس وقت میں کیا جاتا ہے وہ وقت اللہ کا ہوتا ہے.
Whatever the action we do and in what the time in which we are performing that action, even that time belongs to Allah. Allah is the one who has given us that time.
جو جگہ میں کیا جاتا ہے وہ جگہ اللہ کی ہوتی ہے.
And the place where we do that action, that amal, that place also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
جن ہاتھوں پیروں سے کیا جاتا ہے وہ ہاتھ پیر اللہ کے بنائے ہوئے ہوتے ہیں.
And our physical self that we use in that particular amal, that physical self has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Uske andar jo quwwat hoti hai chalne ki, pakadne ki, wo Allah ki banayi hui hoti hai.
And the power that Allah has given us in our body through which we grab stuff and then we do different things, that also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Uske piche jo irada, quwwat, fikr, soch hoti hai, wo Allah ki banayi hui hoti hai.
And behind that the thought process, the thinking and the fikr, that also is something that has been created by Allah and given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Uski body, uski ruh, ye dono cheeze Allah ki banayi hui hoti hain. Allah hi uske malik hai.
And this body and the spirit, the ruh, is Allah is the one who owns it.
Jis suraj ki roshni mein hota hai wo suraj Allah ka hai.
And that amal is done in the light of the sun, that sun belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jis chand ki roshni mein hota hai wo chand Allah ka hai.
If that amal is done in the light of the moon, that moon belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jis din mein ho wo din bhi Allah ka hai, jis raat mein ho wo raat bhi Allah ka hai.
If that amal is performed in the day, that day belongs to Allah. If it's performed in the night, that night belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Jis oxygen mein baith ke aadmi kaam karta hai wo oxygen Allah pak ka hai.
And the oxygen that a person uses while doing that amal and breathes, that oxygen belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Koi makhlooq کسی بھی ذرے کے اندر اپنا حق نہیں جتا سکتی کہ یہ اس کا ہے.
And none of the makhluk, none of the creation can say you know, like have that kind of claim, you know, that this belongs to me or this particle belongs to me. So everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اس لیے حقیقت کے اعتبار سے جو خیر وجود میں آتا ہے اس میں بندے کا کوئی حصہ نہیں ہوتا.
So in reality, whatever the khair comes into existence, there is no contribution of an individual.
مگر جب بندہ اس حقیقت کو پہچان کر اللہ کی طرف منسوب کرتا ہے تو اللہ اعزاز میں اپنے بچے کو اپنے بندے کو نوازنے کے لیے بندے کی طرف منسوب کر کے ثواب دیتے ہیں.
But when a person attributes, you know, and when he realizes this reality, he gets the reality in his heart and mind that Allah is the one who made it happen, and then he attributes that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then Allah becomes so happy and glad that Allah, you know, attributes it to his slave.
Aur jab banda apni taraf mansoob karta hai kisi kaam ko to wo nahaq par hai, isliye Allah pak uska muakhaza karke usko sawab nahi dete hain.
And when a person attributes something to his own effort, his own, you know, all his what capabilities that Allah has given him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is not at, his thinking is not right, he's at nahaq, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the accountability, and then he has to bear the consequences of that.
Isliye hum apni zaat ke etbar se to nafi ke alawa chara nahi.
So as far as individually we are concerned, the only way for us that we should negate our own selves.
Jab bhi koi khair wujood mein aata hai to usme jo khair wala hissa hota hai وہ اللہ کی طرف منسوب ہوتا ہے اور اس میں جو نقصان والا حصہ ہوتا ہے شر والا حصہ ہوتا ہے وہ بندوں کی طرف منسوب ہوتا ہے.
So whenever a khair comes into existence, that the khair is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever the shar, the deficiency, that is attributed towards us, towards the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
کیونکہ حقیقت بھی یہی ہے کہ جو کمی کوتاہی ہوئی وہ ہماری وجہ سے ہوئی.
And because this is the very reality that whatever the deficiency happened, whatever the shar that came into existence, that was because of our lackness and our lack of effort of whatever.
اس لیے آدمی کتنا بھی نیک کام کرے اس کو اس کے بعد میں استغفار کا حکم ہے.
So that's why no matter how, you know, a pious action we do, or how pious amal we perform, or good amal we perform, so the hukam is, the order is that we should do istighfar after that. We should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that.
Ye amal jo hota hai jiske baad istighfar karna hai wo thoda bhi hota hai, wo lamba bhi hota hai, bahut bhi hota hai.
And the amal, the good amal, the action that we do, even if it's a small amal or a big amal, and you know, we, the istighfar is done after that.
Baad martaba ye 5-10 minute ka hota hai, uske baad mein bhi istighfar hai.
Sometimes the amal is only 5-10 minutes, but there is, it is followed by istighfar.
Baz martaba ye 20-25 saal ka mila ke hota hai, phir bhi istighfar hota hai.
And sometimes that amal, it's prolonged over a 20-25 years of a time period, but still it is followed by istighfar.
Amal karne walon mein sarkar se badhkar koi nahi.
And among the individuals who did the pious amal and the good amal, there is no one who can exceed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke ikhlas ke aitbar se, maarifat ke aitbar se, Allah ki mehboobiyat ke aitbar se, sab aitbarat se sabse sath behtareen amal jo sadir hua wo sarkar se hua.
And among the amal, you know, the as far as the maarifat is concerned, the ikhlas is concerned, the best amal that were performed, they were performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
مگر جب حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محنت کے ختم کا وقت آیا, اللہ پاک آپ کو قریب بلانے کے قریب ہوئے, بلانے کا وقت آیا تو فرمایا کہ آپ استغفار کیجئے, فسبح بحمد ربک واستغفرہ.
And towards the end of his the period of effort, when it was time, when Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم close to being passed, close to passing away, the order was given to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that you do استغفار.
کیونکہ اب اللہ کی مدد آ گئی, فتح بھی آ گئی, اور لوگ اللہ کے دین کے اندر فوج در فوج داخل ہونا شروع ہو گئے, تو کام تو میں نے کیا ہے, آپ استغفار فرمائیں.
Because Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ said that now the success you has come to you, and the nusra has come to you, and people are coming into the fold of Islam, and I am the one who did it, so now just do استغفار.
اور تھوڑا سا عمل 10-15 منٹ کا, 20 منٹ کا, گھنٹے بھر کا جو ہے, اس میں ہم سب جانتے ہیں کہ اعمال حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بعد افضل الصحابہ جو ہیں, بلکہ افضل الخلق بعد الانبیاء جو ہیں, وہ ابو بکر صدیق ہیں.
اینڈ وی آل نو دیٹ, یو نو, اف اٹس اے سمال عمل, اینڈ دین آفٹر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اینڈ دا بیسٹ امنگ دا ہیومنز ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ.
ساری امت کے پاس اس بات کا اتفاق ہے کہ نبیوں کے بعد سب سے بڑا مرتبہ ابو بکر کا ہے.
And the whole ummah is
اتفاق کرتی ہے.
They unanimously have this consensus that Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ is the best after Rasulullah, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, among the individuals, among the humans, he is the best as far as the status of his status is concerned in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
उन्होंने हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से अर्ज किया कि नमाज के बाद मैं क्या दुआ करूं
सो ही आस्क्ड रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम और या रसूलुल्लाह व्हाट प्रेयर आई शुड मेक आफ्टर द सलाह
तो हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमाया कि कुल अल्लाहुम्मा इन्नी ज़लमतु नफ्सी ज़ुल्मन कसीरा वला यग़फिरु ज़ुनूब इल्ला अंता फ़ग़फिर ली मग़फिरतन मिन इंदिका वरहमनी इन्नका अंतल ग़फूरु रहीम
एंड
ये दुआ आपने बताई जिसके अंदर अल्लाह से माफी मांगना है
And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taught him this supplication that Musa just recited, and which is the gist of this is to ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa taala.
तो जाहिर है कि हम कितनी कोताही हमसे नहीं भी होगी इसमें.
So it's pretty obvious that how much shortcomings, like when we were doing this amal and this gathering happened, how much shortcomings and deficiencies that must have we might have committed, and many things that might have happened that were not supposed to happen.
अगर हमारे अलावा कुछ अल्लाह के महबूब बंदों को ये चांस मिला होता बोलना
या इफ सम अदर पीपल यू नो हु आर वर वे पायस देन अस इफ दे वुड हैव गॉन इन दिस
देन अस अल्लाह के महबूब बंदों को बोलो अब देन अस बोलने का अपने मतलब ये कि हम भी अपने को उधर ले जाना चाह रहे हैं
राइट राइट
नहीं अल्लाह के महबूब औलिया अल्लाह को अगर अल्लाह पाक ने ये चांस दिया होता जो हमारे को जामे मस्जिद में मसलन गैदरिंग के मौके पर दिया तो क्या यही रिजल्ट आता
If Allah would have given this chance to the awliya, to His beloved ones, so then we should think that if what would have been the result then?
एक एक बंदे से हजारों लाखों बंदगा ने खुदा को फायदा होता उसमें.
In that scenario, in that case, from one individual, thousands of people might have benefited.
हजारों लोग निकल जाते अल्लाह के रास्ते में अगर हमारी जगह किसी वलीउल्लाह को इसका मौका मिल जाता.
And thousands of people and might have gone in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala if. The wali of Allah, awliya Allah might have, Allah have used them for this particular job.
हमें मौका मिला हमने क्या किया?
So Allah gave us the chance, what we did.
हमसे तो ये भी नहीं हुआ कि हम खुद ही निकलते.
To that extent, we were so weak that we were not even able to go our own selves out in the path of Allah.
वरना हम सब अल्लाह के रास्ते में होते.
Because in that case, we should all have been in the path of Allah.
इसलिए हमारी कोताही कमी की तो कोई हद ही नहीं है.
So there is no end to our deficiency and our lack of whatever effort and everything.
इसलिए अपने अमल की कोताही पर अपनी कमी पर अपनी कमजोरी पर हमें बहुत शर्मिंदा होने की जरूरत है.
So we should be very like we should feel like ashamed and we should have remorse of our lack of effort, our lack of action and everything.
और अल्लाह पाक से माफी मांगने की जरूरत है.
And we need to ask forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Taala from the core of our heart.
इसलिए मखलूक में ये दो चीजें होती हैं कि जो दूसरों पर नजर करनी होती है वो एक दूसरे अंदाज में और जो अपने ऊपर नजर करनी होती है वो एक अलग अंदाज में.
So this is something in the creation among us is that when we are looking at others, we have to look at others in a different way, with a different angle, and when we're looking at our own selves, we have to look at our own selves with a different angle.
और एक अल्लाह पाक की तरफ से देखना होता है.
And one is that how Allah sees upon us.
हजारों लाखों बंदगा ने खुदा में से अल्लाह ने दीन की फिक्र करने के लिए हमें तौफीक दे दी.
So among the millions, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala selected us, for the effort of deen.
दीन के काम करने का मौका मिल गया.
Allah gave us the chance to do the effort of deen.
आने वाले मेहमानों की खिदमत का मौका मिल गया.
Allah gave us the opportunity to serve the guests, who came out in the path of Allah, and Allah gave us this opportunity.
उनके लिए जान, माल, सलाहियत लगाने की अल्लाह ने तौफीक दे दी.
Allah gave us the ability to spend time and our own selves, for them. For the sake of Allah.
जितना खैर वजूद में आ गया अल्लाह पाक उस सब का सवाब देने का भी वादा फरमाए.
And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has promised that whatever the khair that has came into existence, we will get the reward for that. Allah promised.
जब इसका सवाब मिलेगा आखिरत में तब पता चलेगा कि हमें क्या मिला है.
So obviously we don't know right now, but we will know about the real reward in the akhirah. That what was the reward for that?
जब अफसोस होगा कि काश हमने तो कुछ भी नहीं किया एक ऐसा चांस था ये और भी कर लेते तो और भी ले लेते.
At that point we will have that remorse, and that guilt, or like that if we would have done more, we might, we definitely would have done way more than what we are getting right now.
दीन की मेहनत की खुसूसियत ये है कि जितना करेगा बंदा उस पर भी अफसोस होगा और नहीं करेगा तब भी उस पर अफसोस होगा.
This is the quality, like this is something that comes with the effort of deen, that even a person who is doing, he will also feel like remorse, in the akhirah, and the person who is not doing, he will also feel that remorse and that guilt, in the akhirah.
मशहूर है कि सिकंदर के उसमें काफिले के अंदर एक ऐसी जगह से गुजर हुआ ذوالقرنین کے قافلے میں ایک ایسی جگہ سے گزر ہوا فوج کا کہ جہاں رات کے اندھیرے میں ایک جگہ سے آواز آ رہی تھی کہ یہاں جو کنکر پتھر پڑے ہوئے ہیں، یہاں جو کوئلہ پڑا ہوا ہے وہ اٹھا لو، جو اٹھائے گا وہ بھی افسوس کرے گا، جو نہیں اٹھائے گا وہ بھی افسوس کرے گا.
It is kind of a famous saying that in the caravan, in the army of Alexander the Sikandar, that they were passing, Zulkarnain, they were passing by in a certain area in the night, and it was announcement was made that there's a coal and stones, so whoever will pick them up, they will also feel remorse later, and the people who will not pick up, definitely they will also have that remorse once, you know, afterwards, once they will know about that.
To kuch logon ne socha ki hum utha ke kya karenge jab afsos karenge uthane par.
So some people thought like that at the end of the day we will be feeling like we will have remorse, so what's the point of picking those up?
Nahi, unhone kuch bhi nahi uthaya.
So they didn't pick up anything.
Kuch logon ne socha ki jo nahi uthayega wo bhi afsos karega, to kuch utha lo.
So the people who, other people who said like, even, you know, the person, the people who will not pick it up, they will feel the remorse, so why not we pick it up? In both cases we have to, you know, have that feeling of remorse and guilt.
Jitna koila uthaya tha, jab subah hui to wo pura sona ban gaya.
So all that coal that they picked up in the morning it changed into gold.
To jinhone uthaya tha unko afsos tha ki itna thoda kyun uthaya.
So the people who picked it up, they were feeling bad, like why we picked so less.
Aur jinhone nahi uthaya tha unka to puchna hi nahi.
And the people who decided not to pick anything, they were like in a super bad condition, like they were feeling so bad.
تو دین کی محنت ایسی ہے، جتنا ہم نے کیا ہے کل قیامت میں پتہ چلے گا کہ ہائے افسوس یہ تو کچھ بھی نہیں ہوا.
The same fashion is the effort of deen. You know, once we will know the reward and how much we are getting based on the effort that we made, we will feel so, you know, we'll feel the remorse and we'll so feel so bad why we did less.
اللہ کے لیے تکلیف اٹھانے پر اللہ پاک نے جو انعام رکھا ہے، حدیث میں آتا ہے کہ کل قیامت میں آدمی اپنے کو اب تکلیف کا ثواب دیکھے گا تو کہے گا کہ کاش دنیا میں قینچیوں سے ہماری کھالیں کاٹ دی جاتی.
سو
آج اس کا ثواب ایسا ہے.
سو بیئرنگ دا پین یو نو فار اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اینڈ گوئنگ تھرو ٹرائلز اینڈ ٹریبولیشنز فار اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ از سچ دیٹ وین اے پرسن یو نو ول نو دا ایکچوئل ریوارڈ آف دیٹ ان دی آخرہ، دیٹ پرسن ول میک دا ڈیزائر دیٹ مے دیٹ وی مائٹ ہیو, you know, to that extent that if our skins and our bodies might have cut with scissors, you know, even that would have not been nothing, you know, when we'll see the magnitude of the reward in the akhirah.
Isliye mere dosto jo hua wo bhi bahut kam hua aur bahut ho sakta tha.
So whatever happened, it, you know, we should feel like it's very less, you know, and we could have done way more.
Aur jo nahi hua us pe to afsos karna hi hai.
And we should feel bad about what, based on our capacity, that what we could have done, we haven't done it.
Magar ab aisa mauka hai ki abhi bhi humse chance aur mauka khatam nahi hua.
So, but the scenario is such that still that chance has of doing more, it has not gone away from us.
Jab tak zindagi hai us waqt tak kaam karne ka chance hai.
As long as we have life, as long as we are breathing, we have the chance to do the effort.
Kaam karne ke mauqe Allah Pak ata farma rahe hain, bahut badi niamat hai Allah Pak.
And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is providing us the opportunities to do the effort of deen, and it's a great blessing of Allah Subhanahu
wa Taala. Ab ye jo mashware ke liye hum jama hote hain wo yahi hai ki bhai ab hum yani kaam ko phir kis andaaz se karna hai, kyunki ijtema kaam ke khatam hone ka naam nahi hai, ijtema to kaam ke shuru hone ka naam hai.
So this our gathering is this mashwara is that we think about how we increase, how we do more effort, because ijtema is gathering is not the name of the end of the effort, rather it's the beginning of the effort.
Ijtema ke mauke se hamare samne sahi surat-e-haal aa gayi ki ab kya kya ho sakta hai aur kaise kaise ho sakta hai.
And through this ijtema, now the whole scenario, the whole situation is way more clear in front of us, that what is our capacity, what could have been, what we did, and what could we do, you know, what could have been done. So we can do now, we analyze the situation better and we can do more now.
جب تک پریکٹیکل کوئی چیز سامنے نہیں آ جاتی پہلے سے بعض مرتبہ اندازہ نہیں ہوتا، مثلا جماعت کتنی نکلیں گی، کون نکلے گا، کون نہیں نکلے گا، ایک صرف خیالی چیز رہتی ہے، لیکن جب حقیقت کے اعتبار سے میدان گھوڑا میدان سامنے ہو جاتا ہے تب پتہ چلتا ہے کہ اوہو یہ اتنی حقیقت ہے، تو کام کتنا زیادہ باقی ہے ہمارا، اپنے ساتھیوں میں کام کتنا باقی ہے اس کا اندازہ ہو جاتا ہے.
Because sometimes in reality, because this whole gathering that happened, this ishtama, this acts as a litmus test for us. You know, like it kind of tells us where we stand, like how much, you know, effort we made and what was the result of that, and how much, you know, more we can do and what to what extent we have to do. Because before that, we were kind of in an illusion, like we were not sure, you know, the extent of effort, that, like, how much effort is made, what will be the result. Now, kind of the result is in front of us. And now based on that, we can again, you know, make our, you know, plans for the future.
इसलिए मेरे दोस्तों हम सब इस बात का आज़म करें कि इंशाअल्लाह ताला दीन की मेहनत के एतबार से, तकाज़ों के एतबार से, जैसे जैसे मशवरे में तकाज़े हमारे सामने आते रहेंगे वो हम लेंगे भी और उन तकाज़ों को पूरा करने की हिम्मत भी करेंगे
इंशाअल्लाह. So, brothers, we need to make this intention inshallah, and we have to make this azm that based on the mashwara from here onwards, whatever the taqazas or demands of deen will come inshallah, we will take those demands inshallah and we'll try our best to fulfill those demands inshallah.
मगर हर चीज का तरीका होता है तो इसका भी कोई तरीका होगा.
So because for everything there is a certain way we have to do it in with certain in a certain with a certain procedure. So same way we have to do it in a certain way.
इसका बुनियादी तरीका यह होता है कि जितनी इज्तिमाईयत होगी उतना काम होगा.
So the basic rule in that is that if we'll do this effort with collectiveness, with इज्तिमाईयत, the outcome will be huge and it will be kind of obvious too.
इज्तिमाईयत का मतलब है हमारे दिल जुड़े हुए हों, हमारी सोच एक हो.
And the meaning of collectiveness is that our hearts are together and our thought process, our thinking is also same. We are thinking, we are at the same page.
और किसी चीज के दिल जुड़े हुए होने के लिए, सोच एक होने के लिए मरकजियत से जुड़ा हुआ होना पड़ता है, वरना नहीं जमते, ना दिल जमते ना सोच जमती.
And for the collectiveness of the heart and the collectiveness of the thought process, it's very important that we are connected with markaziyat, you know, with the markaz, with the center.
इसी वजह से पूरे आलम का अगर मरकज एक होगा तो आलमी एतबार से इज्तिमाईयत वजूद में आएगी.
So that's why if the whole world has one center, one markaz, the collectiveness, the इज्तिमाईयत will come into existence based on the whole globe. You know,
आलमी एतबार से अगर एक सोच चल रही होगी, एक की सरपरस्ती में चल रही होगी, तो सोच एक होगी उसी आलमी पैमाने पर.
At the same way, at the world level, if the thought process is the same, so that same thought process will come into existence at the world level, at the alam level.
जितना ज्यादा इसको तोड़ा जाएगा, ब्रेक किया जाएगा, छोटे छोटे पीसेस बनाए जाएंगे, उतनी ताकत कमजोर होती चली जाएगी.
So the more we will break this centerness, this markaziyat, and the same way we will become weak. You know, that the collectiveness of heart will become weak and thought process will become weak.
अच्छी चीज में हो या बुरी चीज में यही उसूल है.
And this principle is the same for the good and for the bad.
हो सकता है कि बुरी चीज से जल्दी समझ में आए तो एक मिसाल ज़हन में आई.
So Hazrat is saying, like, so for the sake of understanding, we might get understand better, you know, when we have something like an evil or bad, that how the bad works in that kind of scenario.
जो सुनामी वगैरह आ जाया करती है, जो तूफान वगैरह आया करता है, जो उसका पॉइंट हुआ करता है, उसके एतबार से उसका उसकी पैमाइश होती है, उसके एतबार से उसके असरात हुआ करते हैं.
He said when the tsunami comes, you know, the big, you know, hurricanes that develops, so it is calculated based on its origin, you know, from where it originates, you know, that center point.
Tornado जो आया करता है उसकी मरकजियत के एतबार से उसकी ताकत होती है.
And same way when we look at the tornado, like it's the power of the tornado is calculated based on its merkaziyat, on its center point.
बसों को और ट्रकों को लपेट लेती है वो हवा अपने अंदर और 100 फीट ऊपर लेके चली जाती है.
And that air, that the storm are so powerful that they even engulf big trucks and 18 wheelers and then they take them up, you know, hundreds of feet above.
ज़लज़लों वगैरह के अंदर जो मेन पॉइंट होता है उसी पर डिपेंड करता है सारा मामला.
And same way in the case of earthquakes, you know, it's the origin, you know, on which the magnitude of the earthquake depends.
हक की मेहनत में भी दीनी एतबार से जितना बड़ा, जितनी बड़ी इज्तिमाईयत होगी, जितनी मरकजियत होगी, उसके असरात आलम पर वैसे होंगे.
In the same token, when we are talking about the haq and the effort of haq, same way the if the collectiveness, if the markaziyat is strong, you know, the same way the impact, the magnitude of that haq will spread in with the same extent.
फिर उसी एतबार से मुल्कों के एतबार से मरकजियत चाहिए.
And the same extent, in the same token, we need to have इज्तिमाईयत in as at the country level.
और उसी एतबार से मुल्क के शहरों में हम इज्तिमाईयत चाहिए
एंड एट द सेम टोकन वी नीड कलेक्टिवनेस इन आवर सिटीज यू नो
इसलिए आप किसी भी शहर में जाइए अगर वहां पे मरकज मजबूत है काम मजबूत मिलेगा
एंड इफ यू हैपन टू गो टू एनी सिटी इफ यू सी द मरकज इज टुगेदर इज देयर सेंटरनेस इन द मरकज इज्तिमाईयत द वर्क इज स्ट्रांग
और जहां पे मरकजियत नहीं है कुछ भी काम नहीं है वहां पे
एंड वेयरएवर देयर इज नो मरकजियत नो इज्तिमाईयत नो मरकज यू नो द वर्क इज वीक ऑलमोस्ट देयर इज नो वर्क
जो थोड़ा बहुत लोग लगते हैं वो भी पीछे हो जाते हैं
one of the few people who engage in the effort they also like step back
लोग खुरूज में दूसरे शहरों में जाकर देख रहे होते हैं उनको खूब अंदाजा है और मेरा भी चूंकि सफर होता ही रहता है इसलिए मुझे खुद अमेरिका के अंदर पहले फलां स्टेट में क्या हाल था फलां स्टेट में क्या हाल था 20 साल पहले क्या था 15 साल पहले क्या था 10 साल पहले क्या था वो भी है और जहां जहां मरकज ढीला हो गया मरकजियत खत्म हो गई हत्ता के बहुत सी जगहों से शबगुजारी भी खत्म हो गई मशवरा तो बहुत दूर की बात है तो वहां तो बिल्कुल ऐसे हो गया जैसे यहाँ पे कोई जान काम को जानता भी है कि नहीं
जानता that over the years that what he have seen in the khuruj in different cities of and states of America said that wherever there is markaz the work is strong and in many areas where markaz used to be there and ishtamayat was there the work was good but with when that there was no markaziyat the conditions have gone so bad that even the shab guzari that used to happen is no more happening there you know and it seems like as if there was no existence of work in those cities you know where there was a lot of work at one point of time now it seems like because of lack there's no markaziyat no ishtamaiyat now it seems like as if the work has never existed there
isliye kaam ka jo tareeqa hai jahan se iska shuru hota hai alif jahan se wo hai ishtamaiyat hamari
so the abc of this work that from where the alphabet starts is ishtamaiyat
मेरे दोस्तों अपने इस मरकज को अपने मरकज को हम जितना मजबूत करेंगे और जितना उसको टाइम देंगे जितनी उस पर तवज्जो देंगे जितना उसके वहाँ पे जमा होते रहेंगे तकाजे लेते रहेंगे देते रहेंगे उतना ज़्यादा काम में ताकत आती चली जाएगी
सो बेस्ड ऑन दैट द मोर वी विल बी इन्वॉल्व इन आवर ओन मरकज एंड वी विल सर्व दिस मरकज यू नो विद आवर ओन सेल्व्स यू नो एंड विल गिव टाइम टू आवर मरकज सो आवर मरकज विल गेट स्ट्रांग एंड आवर वर्क विल गेट स्ट्रांग
इसलिए जितना आपका मशवरा ताकतवर होगा उतनी शब्दगुजारी ताकतवर होगी जितनी शब्दगुजारी और मशवरा ताकतवर होगा उतना खुरूज ताकतवर होगा जमातें उतनी ज्यादा निकलेंगी उतना ज्यादा काम होगा
सो इफ आवर मशवरा विल बी स्ट्रांग इन आवर मरकज आवर शब्दगुजारी विल बी स्ट्रांग एंड देन बेस्ड ऑन आवर मशवरा एंड शब्दगुजारी यू नो आवर खुरूज विल बी मोर एंड सो ऑन सो फोर्थ
हम हैदराबाद में जब देखते थे कि हमारे मोहतरम नईमुल्ला खान साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैह के पास मशवरे पे पूरी मस्जिद भरने लगी
So Abbas is telling about that when in Hyderabad then when they used to see Hazrat Naimullah Khan sahab rahmatullah alayh that in the mashwara the whole masjid used to get filled
masjid mein aasani se 1000 se zyada aadmi aa jata hai
so in that masjid easily 1000 people can accommodate easily
to uska natija ye hua ki jab mashwara is nahj ka hone laga to kaam ka taqaza itna hua ki hamare Hyderabad aur Secunderabad mein 80 halqe banane pade
So he said, like the effect of that mashwara, the strength of that mashwara was such that eventually, in the later stage, in Hyderabad and Secunderabad, you know, like 80 halkas, they had to develop 80 halkas because the work expanded exponentially.
पहले चार हलके हुए, हाँ अब तो सब हो गए. पहले चार हलके थे, फिर सात हलके हुए, फिर 14 हुए, फिर 32 हो गए, फिर 50 हो गए. फिर 80 हो गए अब अमीर साहब फरमा रहे अब 100 हो गए हैं वहां पे
सो मुझे ऐसा है इनिशियली देयर आर 4 देन 7 देन 14 देन 32 देन 50 एंड नाउ अमीर साहब इज सेइंग इट हैज गॉन अप टू 100 हलकास यू नो
इकराम भाई बता रहे थे जो यहां के शूरा के जिम्मेदारों में से हैदराबाद के कि अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह तआला हैदराबाद और सिकंदराबाद और उसके अतराफ में 125,000 घरों में पाबंदी से तालीम होती है
सो वन ऑफ द रिस्पांसिबल ऑफ हैदराबाद ब्रदर इकराम ही वाज ही सेइंग दैट around Hyderabad and Secunderabad 124,000 right
125,000
homes where the daily home taleem takes place
to ye jitni zyada achhi ishtemaiyat hogi mere dosto kaam utna acha banega
so based on the ishtemaiyat if the ishtemaiyat is strong and we are connected with the markaz to the same extent the work will flourish
kyunki usi aitbar se qurbaniyan samne aati hain
because based on that the sacrifice will come into existence
usi aitbar se nusrat samne aati hai
and based on that the nusra will come into existence
usi aitbar se jamaaton ke sath taawun samne aata hai
and based on that like the nusra with the jamaats and help of the jamaat jamaats come into play, into existence.
Agar aane wali jamaaton ke liye markaz mein log aise muhayya ho ki aane wali jamaaton ki sahi tarbiyat ho, unko sahi time de diya jaye, unka sahi istemal ho jaye, to wo log kaam se lag jayenge. Kaam se chhutne ki wajah ye hoti hai aur wujuhat mein se ke khuruj karne ke baad mein bahut se log ye mehsoos karte hain ghar jaake ki gaye to the hum, kuch mila nahi humko.
So when our marakas will be abad and we will have the collectiveness and the people are here, what will happen? So people, especially the jamaats coming in khuruj, they will be used properly. You know, if they need tarbiyah, you know, that will be provided. If they have certain capabilities, they will be used properly in the whole locality. And once they will go back, they will feel that they have done something and they have learned something. And Hazrat Musa is saying, like, one among many reasons the people like who go come in khuruj and they afterward they stop going into khuruj, because once they are not properly used, they think that, you know, well, we went in the jamaat but we never learned anything and we haven't got anything out of it, so then they leave the work. But contrary to that, if the merkaz is strong and people are taking care of the jamaats and everything is taken care of, then that person becomes a permanent, you know, worker, and they never leave the effort of deen.
Aur hamare liye bhi istiqamat ki sahulat ho jati hai.
And it also becomes a source for our own istiqamah, for our own steadfastness.
Isliye inshallah taala irada kare bhai ki hum paabandi se mashware mein aayenge.
So we have to make this intention that we'll come into the mashwara with regularity, inshallah.
Aur apne sathiyon ko bhi mutawajjih karenge.
And we also remind our masjidwar brothers also.
Aur sirf mashware mein nahi balki mashware mein jo taqaze aate rahenge usko lenge.
And not only that, we will attend the mashwara, but we will take the demands. We will be ready to take the demands that come in front of us in the mashwara.
Ye taqaze chahe markaz ke aitbar se aaye, chahe kaam ke dusre asrar halat ke aitbar se aaye.
And these demands, no matter if they are local based on our markaz or if they are external demands, you know, of deen, we will make ourselves ready for that.
Jitna zyada mere dosto hamari qurbani mein izafa hoga, Allah pak hamari jaan maal mein bhi barkat denge aur kaam mein bhi barkat denge.
So the more we will increase our sacrifice, the level of sacrifice, inshallah Allah will put barka in our time and our money and everything, and Allah will use us more.
Sab taiyar hai inshallah.
So all brothers are ready for this inshallah.
Adab e mashwara nahi hue hum sab koi bolte इसको बोल दो साथियों में से कोई बोल जाए आदाब मशवरा में से थोड़ी बात अर्ज करनी है, क्योंकि उसमें फिर लंबी बात नहीं करनी है, मुख्तसरन चंद गुजारिशात अर्ज करता हूँ. सबसे अहम बात मेरे दोस्तों ये होती है कि आदाब मशवरा में बोलने वाले कम चाहिए.
So I said that there are etiquettes, among that is a few things that I will mention. What the first thing is that in mashwara, the people who are giving mashwara, there should be few. There should not be
giving mashwara mat bolo, sambat karne wale kam
chahiye.
Acha, uski kya mashwara bolo, baat na kare zyada.
So yeah, okay, so we should not, like, people should not be talking in the mashwara among each other, or, you know, saying irrelevant stuff.
Hamesha mashwara markaziyat se, asal mudde se jab hatta hai, jab har koi bolna shuru karta hai.
So the mashwara gets detracted when people start talking about stuff that is not relevant.
Isliye hatta imkan khamosh rehne ki koshish kare. Adab e mashwara mein ek baat ye bhi hai.
So we need to practice to stay quiet. You know, this is one of the etiquette of the mashwara. You know, if not needed, be patient.
हजरत साहबा के बारे में ये बात मिलती है कि जब साहबा किराम मशवरे के लिए जमा होते तो सन्नाटा होता.
इट कम्स अबाउट द साहबा किराम रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हुम, व्हेन दे यूज्ड टू गैदर फॉर द मशवरा, इट यूज्ड टू बी लाइक इट्स यूज्ड टू बी वेरी साइलेंट, यू नो, इट शुड बी द साइलेंस वाज प्रेवलेंट.
और जो जिम्मेदार होते वो कहते कि भाई इस मामले में मशवरा दो.
And only the responsible brothers, they used to.
नहीं जब जिम्मेदार आदमी ये कहता कि मशवरा दो.
Okay, or when the responsible used to say that or give mashwara,
तो जो सबसे ज्यादा काबिल होता जब तक वो ना बोलता दूसरा आदमी ना बोलता.
So in that aspect, when the mashwara was asked, the person who was at the highest level for sacrifice and everything, as long as that person doesn't say gives his suggestion, everyone was waiting and silent.
और उसकी तफसील में ये बात मिलती है कि हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम जब मशवरा लेते तो जब तक सिद्दीक अकबर ना बोलते किसी का मुंह नहीं हिलता था.
So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask mashwara, as long, you know, nobody used to dare, you know, to give mashwara till Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu, he says something, you know, everybody was patient and silent and waiting that what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says.
Aur jab Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq mashwara lete to jab tak Hazrat Umar na bolte koi dusra na bolta.
And in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he used to ask for mashwara, you know, same thing used to happen, that everyone used to wait for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. As till Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu gives his mashwara, everybody was patient and waiting.
Isme ek secret ye hai.
There's a secret in this.
वो ये है कि जितनी अकल और फहम मेरे पास है, मेरे से आगे वाले के पास उतनी अकल और फहम तो है ही है और उससे ज़्यादा है वहाँ.
So the secret behind that is that we should think that the person who is ahead of me, you know, he has more, you know, wisdom and he has more sacrifice than me, definitely. You know, and I should wait. I should be patient.
हमारे ज़हन में ये आता है कि जो मेरे ज़हन में आ रहा है वो किसी के नहीं आ रहा होगा.
So what we think is that what's coming in my mind is not coming in anybody else's mind.
और जितना मैं समझ रहा हूँ उतना कोई नहीं समझ सकता.
And the way I understand this thing and the level of my understanding, nobody has that level of understanding about this matter.
मुसलमानों के मशवरे की खुसूसियत ये होती थी कि मेरे समझ ही क्या है, समझ तो समझदार वाले तो ये लोग हैं, मेरी राय ही क्या है, राय वाले तो ये लोग हैं.
So in contrary to that, like the mashwara among Muslims is such that that individual in the mashwara, he should think like what is the reality of my understanding, and like what is the level of my mashwara or my thing, because the people around me are way more capable, they have way more ahead in sacrifice and everything. So you know, so I should be patient and I should keep myself back.
Baz martaba baz cheeze bahut israr se apne zehen mein aa rahi hoti hain. तो बहुत ज्यादा आदमी आजीजी से तवाज़ु से मुख्तसर लफ्ज़ों में जाहिर कर दे सकता है इजाजत लेके.
Like sometimes if based on the mashwara, like and something is coming like really strongly in our mind, like oh, a suggestion is coming, so in that case of course initially we should be patient, but if we feel like then even then we should be very respectfully and in a very like we should not prolong it too much, in a nice way we should put it in front if we have to.
इस ज़हनियत के साथ जब हम मशवरा करते हैं तो अपनी बात पे इसरार नहीं होता.
So when we give mashwara with this mindset, then we don't insist on our suggestion.
हम दूसरे की बात काटते नहीं.
Then we don't cut other people's suggestions.
हमारी बात अगर न सुनी जाए तो हम बैड फील नहीं करते.
And if our suggestion is not accepted, we don't feel bad.
वो जितने आप लोग आदाब मशवरा सुनाते हैं ना, वो सब इस मरकज के नीचे हैं.
So all
इस पॉइंट के नीचे हैं.
So all the other etiquettes of mashwara we discuss, they are underneath this point.
जो आप लोग ज्यादा सुनाते हैं हमारे को तो आता भी नहीं वो.
Which Mustafa saying like which you guys mashallah are very good at doing the muzakara, we don't even know.
अल्लाह पाक हम सबको अमल की तौफीक.
May Allah give us a tawfiq to act upon it.